Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Clap these hands, give God the glory, stand to your feet. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Jimmy Free, born in Enamu, till me home, I'm a home to cry, now me to me, I see. Close your eyes, now me to Savoria, na family, Savoria, Savoria, we love you to lift your voice and speak in the spirit for just 10 seconds in the name of Jesus, still Sarah. Rabada Bahaleko, Patakota Kalakavileko. Can I hear your voice in there? Rabade Bahaski Tata Bada Bahade, Radeke Beheleko Daria Antolana, Shadada Kapira Kaviro Sa, Shature Kapira Anto, Rabada Bahano Kosia. De Mahaya Sua and the Kibede de Kota Pippa Paro Kosha. Oh, my God. We honor you for your goodness and love, the grace and hand of might that is upon our lives. Celebrating you from January the 1st to this very Sunday, the 21st of April, 2024. We are grateful for your faithfulness, for the food we eat, for your protection, the things you deliver us from and we are not even cognizant of. We are thankful. My God, whilst I am praying in thanksgiving, there are many people fighting for their lives in ICU. There are many people also right now who are struggling with kidney, liver, heart failures. There are people going right now in leukemia treatments. Their blood levels are diminishing. Apart from health issues, there are people who have been pushed out of their homes and their comfort in Dubai. In Yemen, there are children who have ended up in wrong hands. There are men and women in Ukraine who have lost their livelihoods and their houses. whose families have died. We stand here in awe of you. You are the God of signs and wonders, Omni Father of might, power, and praise. How can we conceal your appreciation and gratitude when you hold the very breath that we breathe? Thank you. Even for the faithfulness to the cross. For your faithfulness to the cross, the prize that have translated us from the domain of darkness into your marvelous light, we are grateful. We ascribe and lift up holy hands unto you to celebrate and sublimate your holy name, because you are a very good God. By now, I will not be standing here talking. Therefore, I will take the time with remembrance and give thanks. I will give thanks with remembrance. I will give praise with remembrance. I will extol your name with remembrance. I will honor you with remembrance. I will celebrate you with remembrance. With remembrance. With remembrance. Yes, Lord. With remembrance. Oh, my God. With remembrance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, I will begin from morning to the setting of the sun. I will exalt you, and I will tell of your might and sing of your praise, and declare to the world and to humanity and to all flesh that you have been good and faithful. Thank you, eternal God of wonders. Even for the protection to be here, driving from our homes to this place. How can we take that for granted? How can we take that for granted? We are very, very thankful and very, very, very appreciative of all your kindness. But above all, my God, I want to thank you that we are not ordinary people. The price of Golgotha have translated us and purchased our redemption. We are grateful. Now I pray that you will reveal Christ to us, Holy Spirit. The preacher is limited, and so is the parishioner. And therefore, when you take over, you can be able to open up our spirit. We want to see Jesus, Son of the living God, the way, the truth, the life, the way maker, the bridge builder, the heart fixer, the mind regulator, the covenant keeping God, the faith rewarding God. We want to see him. We want to have an encounter with Christ. We want to be like him, talk like him, sing like him. When we have an encounter with Christ, we can be better citizens and good husbands and great wives. We can be great citizens. We can be great individuals. So we want to see, reveal Christ to us. I rebuke the order of the enemy. I crush the moves of the enemy, and I ask in the name of Jesus that you will prevail. In the conclusion of my prayer, I make intercession to the prisoner and to the person in the cells and to the person in the hospital and the person who is struggling with their lives. I make intercession. Be merciful and grace and touch them in Jesus' precious name. Be merciful. And the person on the streets without hope, use us to help them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you clapping? Oh. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Now give a shout as you clap unto the Lord. Somebody scream for Jesus. Steve, can you help me with something? And let me, whilst we are picking up on the scriptures, everyone is looking amazing and good. This is the W3 service, and W3 means World Worship and Wonders. This is a live broadcast service being transmitted on Onua Television, Amansan Television, Facebook Live, YouTube Podcast, and all my friends who have come from their houses into this August temple. I welcome you dearly into the presence of God. I trust in Jesus' name by the time the service goes to a close, His faithfulness and mercy will be your portion as never before. Can I hear your amen? Hallelujah. A foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Having read you that, I will go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th through to the 36th verses, the Bible said, take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, for as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that he may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I started peddling something and pushed it out from Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 14. As a matter of fact, I would love to read from verse number 13, where the apostle said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. The Bible goes on to say, I press toward the mark of the for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Here, the Apostle Paul, according to many theological scholars, can be able to know that he did a portrait of the gospel in the book of Romans. And in the chapter number 1, he reviews the gospel in the sphere of condemnation. And then he brought it into chapter number 2 when he spoke concerning the anthropology of humankind. And whilst he was building up in the chapter number 3 of book of Romans, he talked about how we have fallen from the grace of God and how man lost his prestige and his relationship with God. And then quickly he introduces the justification that comes by the price of the cross of Christ through the blood of redemption. And whilst he reviews that in chapter number 4 of book of Romans, he began to talk about the sanctification of the believer. Then in the 5th chapter of book of Romans, he reveals the price of the redemption. The price of the redemption. I am doing this introduction because it is necessary for your comprehension or understanding as a child of God in this modern day church. You will have to follow it carefully. The price, because many people do not seriously know what the cost of salvation is. And that is why we can take for granted what Christ has done on the cross. If you do not know the value of something, you maltreat it or abuse it. Abuse is two English words put together. Abnormal use. Yeah. We abuse it because you do not know exactly the value of it. If I put gold on this altar right now, gold tablet on this altar right now, in its raw state, you may feel it's just stones. But when we take it to reformation and transformation processes, you will then begin to appreciate the cost of the gold. When a woman is going through an abusive relationship, it is all because the very man who is handling that particular woman does not know the price of the woman. Maybe let me use another word, the value of the woman. If I buy a Rolls Royce wreath or phantom and drive it to church this morning, and then I park it at the car park, and the people at the traffic department treat the car anyhow and feel like it is just any car, they are making a big mistake, because I might have slapped almost $1 million on that particular vehicle. So then, people like myself who will just say that is just a car, it's just a car with a value. It's just a car. It's true. It's just a car with a value. The person holding the yam phone is just a phone. And the person holding the most expensive smartphone is also just a phone with a value. It's just a phone with a value. And so we will have to understand, by the time the apostle gets to the chapter number 6 of the book, he started talking about when he went into how we have been translated after, you know, we go through redemption, then we have come to the place of emancipation. So he, in the book of Romans, he was speaking about the journey of from condemnation that rise into redemption and then to the adoption of sons. So by the time he hits chapter number 7 of book of Romans, he then begins to reveal that we come to the place where we can cry, Abba Father, not as servants or slaves anymore. And so by the time he hits chapter number 8, I like it when he pushes it in a very clear exposition in verse number 28, when he started talking about, you know, the discourse, and said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. In the next verse where he started, so to whom that he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed into the image of his dear son. That word, last week I was talking to you about imaging. I mean, images are so important to the point. I came into this building with the image of this church at the back of my dress. It's not just a design. It's not fashion. It's an image. You see a Catholic priest or a Methodist priest or an Anglican bishop, and they carry a crucifix, a chain with the cross of Jesus Christ on it. It is not decoration. They are not just being decorated. It is an image of the price and the value. It is not a decoration. The cross is a symbol of shame and sacrifice, and the cross is not decoration. The cross. So one day they was wearing a crucifix like this morning, and I said, baby, this cross is more of a symbol, as a symbolism, the symbol of the price that Christ paid for you, and the symbol of the sacrifice that he sacrificed for you. When you were still a sinner, he went on the cross and died. You see, so by chapter number 8, from this verse number 29, in verse number 5, he said, for, you know, whilst we were yet sinners, that Christ, as a matter of fact, that is in chapter number 5 and verse number 8, whilst you were still a sinner, you did not repent, you did not confess, and you did not say, I'm sorry. He died for you in that place. So in chapter number 8 and verse number 29, he makes this submission by saying that you have been predestinated into an image. You are no more the person who nyen kreni achimni kweuni kroboni aibeni who nyeteni. You are no more that image. You carry now the image of the Son of the Living God. You are carrying an image. I'm taking too much time with my introduction. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. In the 30th verse, he goes further, and then he began to talk about. He said, moreover, he that he predestinated, them he also called, and them that he called, he has also justified. And them who he justified, he brings the discourse of glorification. As a matter of fact, when he goes to chapter number 9, he talks more about that. Then when you go to verse number 31 of this particular chapter, the Bible says, what shall we say of these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And in the next verse, he makes a discourse and say, he that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not also so freely give us all things? And then in the next verse, look at this. He said, who shall lay any charge? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. And then he moved on and said, who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died. rather ye that he is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for Kofio too, because he knows my frailties and my flaws. He knows my weaknesses as a man. He has walked the earth. He has lived there. He knows what it means to, you know, buy daily bread and to buy clothes and pay rent and buy fuel. He understands the thoughts of men who are living upon the earth. So he can sit at the right hand of God and make intercession for me with groanings that cannot be uttered. Yeah, he said, who is even at the right hand of God and makes intercession for us? In the next verse, the Bible said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? I want you to bring your heart and your understanding, because we are being carried away by the burden and by the curse of this life. We are going through all manner of things in this world. And ladies and gentlemen, I come to a very good realization that we are more cognizant of daily bread, how we will pay our rent, to the point, over the point, that our relationship with God does not really matter like that. You know, that's not, it does not really matter like that. And so by then, when Jesus was speaking in Matthew chapter number 13, and by the time he hit verse number 18, he started talking about something. He said, hear ye therefore the meaning of the parable. And then he goes further and begins to talk. He said, when anybody hears the word of God or of the kingdom and understand not the word, the wicked one cometh and catcheth away the word that have been sown in that particular person. This is he that receives seed by the wayside. And so he goes further and says here, he that receiveth the seed in stony places, it is the same that hears the word of God, and anon he receives the word with joy. But because he does not have root and does not have tenacity, that person is not yet rooted in the word of the Lord. The Bible said he endureth for a while, and when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, but that person becomes offended. And so he goes further and said, he also that receiveth seed in the thorns, among the thorns, is he that hears the word of God. And watch this, he says, and the curse of this world, you know, how to pay my school fees, I am 40 and I'm not married, and the curse of this life or of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Somebody can sit down and think that if I have $1 million, I will be fine. They have $1 million and they realize they are not fine. If I have $2 million, I will be fine. The Bible calls it the deceitfulness of riches. And that is why he said in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 15, do not love the world, nor the things which are in the world. For if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. For everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of this world. The Bible said that the world is passing away. The world is passing away. I wish I can explain it. The world is passing away. But he that doeth the will of the Father abides forever. And that is why he said in Proverbs chapter number 1 and verse number 7, that the beginning of knowledge is the fear of God. Yeah, but fools despise the wisdom and instruction. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse number 10, he talks a similar thing in there. Proverbs 9 and verse 10, the Bible makes a submission in the word of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse number 10, he makes a submission. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. In other words, we come to sit here, and the whole idea of coming to church is not to see each other because it's been 1 week. No, the reason is in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teach them. It's a mandate, it's a command. teach them all things whatsoever I have taught you or commanded you, and lo, I am with you unto the end of the world. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, if a person comes to sit in here and the word of the Lord is being revealed, that person should be able to understand James chapter 1 and verse number 21. We have to be able to understand that. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. Go back to that verse. Let me talk about engrafting a little bit. Skin graft, for those of the medical people in this place, Dr. Ibrahim can tell you, you know, Dr. Mercy can tell you, Dr. Jesse can tell you, Dr. Kwajo Frimpong can tell you, all the nurses in this place can be able to talk to you and tell you that when a person have a major accident and some of his skin or her skin is taken off the body, we can be able to take skin from me and attach it to that person's skin, and with time it will blend nicely. My skin will blend on the person's skin nicely, and they call it skin graft. Skin graft simply means my skin. And then with 6 months, my skin on Mama Comfort skin looks very normal and very perfect, as if it is her own skin. We call it skin graft. He is making a submission in here, and he is saying, you know, the engrafted, the word is a graft. The word of the Lord, he takes a word from the word and drop it into you, and it amalgamates and it mixes up with you. That is why the Bible said in Job chapter number 32, when he said, but there is a spirit in man, the inspiration of God gives them understanding. In other words, my spirit is going to merge with the spirit of God, and that we are going to be one spirit. That is why Jesus can be able to say that I and my Father are one. It is interesting, ladies and gentlemen, when you become a Christian, it is not a joke, and it is not, you know, just showing up to warm the pew. You are here to be trained and to receive divine instruction to be able. And so in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 15, he said, from your childhood, when you know the Holy Scriptures, it is able to make you wise through Christ Jesus unto salvation. And then he went further and said, for all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness and instruction, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. And so when I stand here as a preacher of righteousness of the cross and of holiness of Jesus Christ, I will not be joking because I saw a crowd. I preach truth and the tenets of integrity of the word of the Lord. The word of God is inspirational. At the same time, it is also, you know, an encouragement to them that are depressed. The word of the Lord is also, you know, strength to them who have no might or strength. He will increase might or strength. Even the young men will fail and the old will utterly be wearied, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary, walk and not faint. And so the preaching of the gospel matters, especially the person that is preaching the word. Let me develop further and tell everybody that is here in church this morning and our online church on television and radio. Let me say this: the person that is preaching the word or teaching the word matters. It matters. He matters. Yeah. Suffering matters. It matters. This is why the Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 15, study to show thyself approved unto. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 15, 2 Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, correctly, appropriately, and rightly dividing the word of truth. And novice cannot preach. Yeah, the fact that we should go and preach doesn't mean anybody else can be able. You know, the Bible said, because if the person is not trained and sculpted in the word of the Lord, not matured in the word, he will fall into the temptation of the enemy and bring reproach to the name and the cross of Jesus Christ. When we say somebody is a born again Christian, that person has been translated from one level to another world, and that person is no more ordinary. You have been called from ordinary life and mediocrity, from the status quo, into a higher calling or a higher life. You must be able to understand, you know, that particular thing. Let's say, for example, that I am a son of the president of Ghana or of the king of England. I should be able to understand my identity, my royalty. I should not come walking about the place and saying things like, no, I am a royal, and I must be able to understand my identity that is in Christ. One of the things why the believer is messing up his inheritance and her inheritance is lack of proper identity. This is why the police have a uniform, the army has a uniform. This is why the doctor has a uniform, the carpenter has a uniform. This is why the pilot has a uniform. Identity is very important. I want to call the believer to the point. So when I come to church and I see gossiping, fighting among ourselves, segregation, you know, sex and groupings, favoritism, partiality, this person is fighting against that person, that church is fighting, they don't understand what they are doing. They have misplaced their identity. They do not even know who they are. Identity is everything. Yeah. And so Jesus will always say, I and my Father, the Father and the Son. He is always putting the hierarchy very clear. Identity. Identity. Can you imagine that Dede does not know who she is? I married a wife, and the wife does not know who she is. And then she come to my house and start begging for food. How can you be begging for something that is rightfully yours? And then begins to beg for inheritance. There is an identity you need to understand. So when somebody say, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God, by the premise of the identity that Christ has made you, you don't speak in your own name. Therefore, when you're walking on the earth, it is like God is watching a football match, but you are the only player, and you are playing against the world. You are playing against Satan. You are playing against the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. Let me repeat to you, where you live, thank God for where you live. Where's Legon, Laboni, East Legon, cantonments, and all that. But truly speaking, as a child of God, I need to let you understand, despite the exaltation and the magnification of who you have become, you are still a stranger. You are still. Still, you are a stranger. And so when you open, scripture like Genesis chapter 4, when God created man, and the Bible said by chapter number 4, it was the life of Adam, Cain, and Abel. And by the time you hit verse number 18, the scriptures was talking about a man by the name Enoch. And you know, theological scholars believe that this man is one of the greatest men that have ever lived upon the earth, because he had an encounter with celestial beings, this particular man. And the Bible said that he gave birth to, you know, a young man by the name Irad. And Irad gave birth to Mahujael, and Mahujael gave birth to Mathuzael, and Mathuzael gave birth to Lamech. This Lamech is one of the greatest men who have ever lived upon the earth. The Bible said that Lamech took two two wives, and the two wives were the name Ada and Zillah. And the Bible said that Ada gave birth to Jabal, and Jabal was the father. That word father simply means founder. Turn it to GMT, maybe I can find a word. Ancestor. In the Amplified, the Bible said, he was a father. Or those that it is not there in the NIV, possibly he said ancestor. All right, and in the NLT, possibly it says here he is the first of those first. And so go back to King James Version. That word simply means founder. He started, he did it first. He is the first of all them that dwell in tents. In other words, this TA, because I'm talking to you about Christianity in a modern day convoluted world, but that is characterized with technology, with modernism, with modernization and urbanization and all these inebriate things that are coming. But still, if there are flaws in it, it simply means that we are refusing to grow to the level of your real identity. Christianity is not just quoting scriptures and singing hymns and showing up on Sunday. No, Christianity is being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Christianity is representing Christ Jesus upon the earth because you are ambassadors. Christianity is for you to be able to typify and exemplify Christ in this particular world. And so by the time look at it, the founder of all them that dwell in tents, and that revelation, all them that dwell in tents, it means that he was a father of construction. He was a father of engineering. Yeah, civil engineering, structural engineering, how to build a brosan. He's the father of that. Yeah, he's the father of that. And then he's the father of all them that had cattle. In other words, he's the father of agricultural processing, processed foods and all that. Rice, cripsies, cornflakes, SMA, cow and gate. This guy is the father of this way chocolate drink, Milo and milk. This guy is the father of Liver Brothers, Lima Brothers, and all the brothers. This guy is the father of them. This guy is the father of USC stores, and this guy is the father of Unilever. He is the father of all them that developing T-Soap, Guardian, Lux, Rexona. This guy is the father of X Mineral Water and Special Ice Mineral Water. He didn't come just walking about pity partying himself, telling God, that I am here and there is no water and there is no electricity and there is no. He was not a complainer. The little that God gave him, he became a founder of things. I have a message for this nation. I am developing something. I have a message for this nation. And I'm developing. Stay with me. In the next verse, the Bible said he had a brother, and his brother's name was Jubal. He was the founder of all them that handle harp or organ. In other words, he was a founder of entertainment. If we needed Ohima Mercy, this is his grandfather. If we need Jay-Z, this is his grandfather. Michael Jackson could not have a gig except he saw Jubal. Yeah, he is the founder of Denzel Washington in the movie industry. He is the founder of this guy, Paul Wilbur and all the other guys. He is a founder. This guy is a founder of Whitney Houston. He is a founder of Shabba Ranks. He is a founder of Blacko and Shatawale and Stone Boy. This guy is a founder. Anybody that ever had music, he is a founder of Kosiampofwe J. Yeah, he is a founder of J. Adofo. He is a founder. Anybody that is in entertainment, all the event organizers and planners, this guy is your father. Jubal. And then the Bible said that there was another brother, and Zillah, the Bible said, had a son and his name was Tubal King. This guy, Ghanaians are not listening. Apostle Kwejo Safu has been mentioning the name of this guy for many years, but we don't understand and we don't even know where the name is coming from. Tubal King. He is the father of all them that are into the manufacturing of cameras, microphones, speakers, drums. Yeah, the Bible said he was an artificer in brass and iron. People who can use brass and iron to fabricate into things, equipment, machinery. They didn't come on the earth breathing air and looking and watching lights and animals. They came here using their brains and the gifts that God has given them to work. It was not a joke. They didn't come to say hallelujah or hallelujah rising everything. No. You know, when we say God is in you, it simply means that divinity have merged with humanity and you have maximum capacity to do great things. I do not finish university and I'm waiting for government to employ me. That is a waste of opportunity. I'm telling you. How many people can government employ? And how many people can government pay? There is an engine here that can do the job. And so when the boys went to the Elwak Stadium and they were saying, government, employ us to the immigration service. And everybody paid 200 cedis for their forms. And the people that showed up were 20,000 people. If I multiply 20,000 by 200 cedis, I have already hit 4 million. What do you need? It's a vision and a leader. They didn't know that they had capital to start a thing because they are blind. And this is what Ghana does not want to listen. Somebody who can look at you and tell you blatant truth. We don't want that. Blind people want to join immigration. The people that gathered there could raise 4 million, but they didn't see that potential. And when they turn them away, they go blaming a kufra. Now, let me talk to you. Next verse. The Bible said that Tubal Cain had a sister by the name Naama. The Hebrew meaning for Naama simply means model and fashionist. So this woman also is the founder of all the clothes that you are wearing. The makeup on your face, the eyelash extension, the nail extension. This lady is the founder of that. Now amazingly, these people didn't come on earth calling on God. It is dry here. You need to send us something. No. Ghana and believers. You know, today I slept outside. Outside of my house. I slept on three chairs. And I slept on three chairs. Because you can't sleep. You are living in a nation that has leadership. We voted for leaders. We're giving them free food, free water, free electricity, free plane, free fuel, free everything. And giving them salary. And we are asking them, fix our mess. Leaders. Fix our mess, leaders. And they are here blaming other people. Somebody didn't have the internet and they have become a founder of agriculture, founder of engineering, ambience. They have become something. We are here, hallelujah, receiving communion every Sunday. Hail Mother Mary of God, our Father who art in heaven. I believe in Jesus, Son of the living God. Recitations, and we have nothing to show for. Ghana, you are crippled. You are blind. Your leaders are blind and dumb dogs who cannot speak and who does not perform. You are 67 years and you are struggling with common electricity. Electricity is common. It's a common amenity. What is happening is not lack of supply. It's money issue. And when it's money issue, it's mismanagement. Now this electricity thing is revealing how flawed our leadership is. Flawed leadership. I don't care about your parties. I don't care about who is in power. I went to one of the embassies recently and my heart broke. One day I saw over 600 people one day applying for visa in one day. Can you imagine 600 people times 30 days? tell me the number of people that are looking for an opportunity to leave Africa. Why? And you feel like Christianity is, tell them Jesus is coming and let's close and go home. That's it. When you need vote, you come to church. I should tell church people, hallelujah, Jesus will help you this week. Go home and sleep. And that is church? What kind of nonsense is this? I don't understand. What kind of leadership is this? Africa at the moment is bleeding. And it's not only Ghana. Go to Nigeria and see flawed, weak leadership. Go to, you know, Uganda and see how weak and vulnerable and frail. No leadership. No leadership. So me, when you talk about old people and people who are in leadership, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because we are living in a place where, you know, hope must be restored. Hope must be, restored. We are praying for you. We are trusting God with you. We are not talking ill about our country. We are speaking positively that things will be better. And you people are there, you know, enjoying with your families and, you know, having it. Because when the lights went off and we are in the heat, your generator starts automatically and we are paying for it. What kind of nonsense is this? What kind of nonsense is this? What kind of nonsense is this? Let's say that I am a pastor of a denomination and I spoke against this. I will be transferred the next week. Suspended. So even our fathers are not making it easy for the trouble to be solved. They are not making it easy. You can't talk about it. Somebody is doing it. Encourage them. But this is why I love Mama Christy. Kofi Ochuni. 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 Ochuni, push on, you are working. I love Dr. Christy Dotete. Ochuni, you are working. You are working. Ochuni, you are working. The woman will not talk you down. She can see potential when even it is raw state. Now, I want you to listen to me as the prophet of God. Listen to this. Take off your eyes from your leaders and fix it on the God of your salvation. Where help comes from? Because this leadership is a hopeless leadership. There is no hope in your leadership right now. And I'm not only talking about these people. When you're in opposition, there is no hope. It's hopeless. I just told you something. This leadership is a hopeless leadership. Look up unto God, the author and the finisher of your faith. Who can be able to help? Who for the joy set before him, the Bible said, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And the Bible said, and he sat down at the right hand of God, making intercession for me with groanings that cannot be uttered. Begin to hope in thou in your God. Believe in Jesus that everything is possible. He can help you to put food on your table. He can help you to fix water in your house. He can be able to help you to pay your children's school fees. It is God that will enable you to turn the situation around. It is God that will come in the situation and glorify his name. I commend you to this God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. I declare by the mercies of God that the Lord should protect you and deliver you from every sickness, that you will never appear at Kolebu 37. May the Lord be your health, because you will not like what you will see at the hospitals of Ghana. May the Lord defend and protect you from sicknesses, accidents, and diseases. May you be delivered from the Newsome pestilence and from the snare and the arrow that flyeth by day. 1,000 will fall on your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come nigh you. Command this blessing upon you in thy storehouse, and all that thou settest your hand to do, he shall bless you in the land which he has given unto you. The Lord will make things happen. Lift your head in Christ. Lift your head. And we were having the 10-day fast. First day, I know. Anybody who doesn't have transport, you want to come, but you don't have transport. I gave somebody's number, or I brought somebody out, see the person and collect transport for the whole 10 days. And we closed, there was a queue. Got money and line up and line it for them. 500 is your transport. Come to the house of God. There are people who want to come and serve the Lord, but they don't have money. The system is making it impossible. A person goes and brings goods at the port, charges taxes, this, that. And the taxes are swallowing people's profit. Now the people are looking for the opportunity to tax dollars and pounds and foreign currency. Who will wake up in the right frame of mind and go to Ecobank or Zenith Bank and say that I have 50,000 pounds and I want to be taxed? Who will do that? Do you think that they will now bring their money to the bank? I would dig the floor of my room and hide it there. Sometimes I sit down and I ask myself, are people all right? Are they thinking correctly? Are they fine? And then I realize that the secrets of God are with them that fear him. If you don't fear God, the secrets does not come to you. A decision be over my dream was in tears. When a man fears God, the Lord will show him where to go. Avoid here, move here. And the person is moving and he's prospering and he's increasing. But when we believe too much in ourselves, the Lord backs off. You are on your own. You struggle. And that is where Ghana is struggling. Yesterday, many hospitals slept in darkness. They have patients in critical situations. They're sleeping in darkness. 67 years. Be a little patriotic this morning and think about Ghana. We are in crisis. Stand to your feet, let's go. When people came to live on the earth, as far as Genesis chapter 4, they didn't have bridges, they didn't have embassies, they didn't have malls, hotels, internet, radio, television, there were no schools, they were not hospitals, and they started creating pain. They didn't come singing hymns. They started creating pains. I love. I'll close with Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. The Bible said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider the ways of the ants and be wise. The ant does not have any guide, overseer, or ruler. But the ant provides her meat in summer and gathereth. He is telling you to go to the minute organism. And go and learn wisdom. Because the ant does not have an MP or assemblyman. The ant does not have a president or a pastor. But the ant is really building its kingdom. You pray in tongues and sing liturgies. And you are so struggling like this. Mama Comfort, when you went to America, driving through the streets of Atlanta, Virginia, Maryland, compare it to Kokompe and Abosuka. My very, very good friend, Mr. Lawson, is here, the tallest man in this building and only white-bearded man. Will tell you that in the streets of England where he lived, there is nowhere that will be compared to Sapeman. Where I live. This morning, whilst we commit our lives into the hands of the Lord, I want to I want us to remember our country. And the Lord have mercy on our land. I wonder how some of these lovely people who built some nice things. I watched a documentary on GTV 3 days ago. It was the man who transfigured UAC stores into Unilever or Lever Brothers. The documentary was almost 49 minutes. I stood there, I sat down and watched. That is what we call leadership. A man who understands how the whole thing works and is ready to get everybody in line. People who don't perform, we fire them. If they have chopped money, we persecute them, we incarcerate them, we put them to jail. That is what we do. If you want things to work, the president of Rwanda has been able to jail almost 17 of his own relatives. He doesn't care whether you are a relative. You are fooling, you go to jail. At the moment, one of his nieces is in prison right now. You are an obstacle to progression. They put you behind bars. It's sad. I don't blame the people who want to travel, because when they look at all the madness, they don't see any light in it. So they take their bags and I say, away from this bush. Two hands are on your heart. And you want to tell the Lord, help me to identify myself. Reveal to me my real identity and bring me to the place of a higher calling that is in Christ. Christianity is not just church. No. The Bible calls a man by the name Nimrod. He builds a city from here to heaven. The Lord looked at the city that was coming, and then he said, if we don't go down and see what the men are doing, it is ruin. Woman to your ideas. Nimrod was a determined visionary. The Bible said he built the Tower of Babel. God saw the city. He said, wow, man can do something and God is impressed. Phenomenal. And all that God could do to stop them is to twist their language. So when you see a man standing there and say, menene, and the other person does not understand, the other person speaks Arabic and goes there and say, afwan, shukran, does not understand. And this one says, koma tapeti, said, well, what are you talking about? And the people from my wife's hometown will say, ungeleji unge. And so the confusion was just too much. The work stopped immediately. It starts with you. Identity. When a man knows who he is, can you imagine who can build a story building without iron rods? Think about it. He built a city thought it hit the intergalactic space without iron rods. You are too gifted to be poor. Think about this statement for 1 week. You are too gifted and too blessed to be poor. Two hands are on your heart. Speak to your Father and my Father. Align our hearts. Set our hearts right. Put us in order. Yeah, put us in order. Remove the disorder. Put us in order. Put us in order. Put us in order. There is a higher life, higher than what we know. God wants you to have a better, sweet life. It is a higher life. Tell the Lord to write your name in the book of life. Tell the Holy Spirit to guide you. Let the Lord, tell the Lord to make your home a Christian home. And make your family a Christian family. Where Christ is Lord and King. All our friends online, on television, on radio, you don't know Christ as your Savior. Whilst we are doing this rededication, this is where I want to lead you back to the family of God that is in Christ Jesus. Can you say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in your blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I commend you to his grace that he favors you and establish and nourish you in all your ways in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, I would love us to do a very special prayer for Ghana. And I don't want you to look at party colors. If the technocrats open the books and documents to us, you will know that the problem is deeper than we think. The problem is deeper than we think. Stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar. For 30 seconds only, I want you to speak a blessing over this nation. Speak healing 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 over this nation. Heal our land as we rend our hearts. Deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. Father, be merciful to our country. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Thank you so very much. This has been the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. Alabaster International Ministry, Kwabena Bonsa Memorial Temple, brought to you this live broadcast service. You can join us for the next service, where I'll be ministering in the F5 service, and the grace of God will be our portion. Also, to let you know that we just finished with our 10 days Forest and Bible Kesia Eradishudi and Winyam. I would love to use this platform, my God, and this opportunity. We thank God for the lives of my seer, Reverend Stephen, Reverend Seer Obiamuakun, and my prophet, Prophet Ebenezer Akonai. Thank you for coming to be with us. The Lord bless you. And I want to thank all of you for making the time, especially all the people who turned up at the all night. The prophetic all night was something else. The Lord bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you. This Tuesday, I'll be teaching God's word, 6 o'clock. And also to let you know, this Wednesday, Forest and Bible Kesia, we're coming back for testimonies. Yeah, testimonies. In the name of Jesus. So don't miss any of that in Jesus' precious name. You want to join us for our offering, 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. You can join us for our offerings. Fellowship with us in any of our branches that is close or near you. And the Lord will bless you. From all of us here at the Kwabena Bonsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, the breakthroughs becomes automatic. The Lord bless you. I love you. I'll see you, sir. There are people sitting in church, but I'm telling you, they are far away from everything that has got to do with salvation. You know when you are saved. I mean, there is nobody in this place that can tell me they do not have the knowledge of good and evil. They know the preacher that is of God and that is not of God. They know the message that is the gospel and the ones that is just noise. They know. And ladies and gentlemen, if we are not careful, we will be here with our religiosity coming to church every Sunday. And yet we will miss Jesus. We will miss his salvation. We will miss his redemption. We will miss his truth. We will miss his grace. We will miss his glory. And we will miss his second coming. And as a matter of fact, we will miss his reward. The Bible says many shall be purified and the midwife and tried, but they that shall do that, but the wicked shall continue to do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise by human inquiry will understand.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.